In Matthew, the 10th chapter, in verse 16, I want to read from 16 down through 26. And we see in this chapter that Jesus is giving a warning of such to his disciples, to his followers who are going. And he's telling them to go and preach, and he's warning them of the things that they're going to be coming across, that they're going to be encountering persecutions that are coming their way because they're going to be preaching the gospel and they're going to be acting as servants of his. And it's something that reminds me a little bit of the time period that we live in. As we know, there's an election coming up this week. They have the Democratic convention. Last week they had the Republican convention. That's been in the news. Some of you may have been following that. And regardless of who you're voting for or not voting for, I think that we can all agree that there are very few out there in the world of politics. I would argue there are no people out there in the world of politics at the highest level that are representative of what a Christian stands for. We see that the world that we live in is certainly going more and more away from God's word as each day goes by, it seems. And so as we go into the world, we're going to face some of these same persecutions. We're going to face some of these same things that Christ is warning his disciples of here in this passage. And so even though it's directly to his disciples, I think there are some things that we can learn from this. Beginning in verse 16 of Matthew chapter 10, Christ says, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak." There's one of those differences there. It's already been given us what we should speak. We've been provided with that through God's inspired word that we have before us that we're reading tonight. He says, continuing on in verse 21, "Brother will deliver up brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in this city, flee to another. For assuredly I say to you, you will not have gone through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for a disciple that he be like his teacher, and a servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call those of his household?" We certainly see that in today's society, where those who stand up for God's word are called evil. They are seen as evil. If you stand up against abortion, if you stand up against gay marriage, if you stand up against false religions that pervert the gospel, and you say that you're right and they're wrong because you've got what God's words say, you're looked at as intolerant, as evil. And that's something that we're going to have to deal with. That's something that as Christians we just have to face. And I say in today's world especially, but we see that it was the same case in the first century, that because they were servants of Christ, they rejected Christ, they were going to reject his disciples. But we're told in verse 26, "Therefore do not fear them, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will?" We talked a little bit in the class tonight about how God's will is always done, no matter what man will try to change. In verse 30, "But the very hairs of your head are numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows." So as servants of Christ, we need to be ready to preach the gospel. We need to be ready to be disciples of his, to follow his word, and to stand for what Christ has taught us through his word that he's delivered to us, so that we can have that reward, so that we can be saved and endure to the end, like we're told in verse 22. And then he sums up a good ending point for tonight. And we want to offer an invitation to those tonight who may not have done this yet. In verse 32, we're told that whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Being in this world can be difficult, and sometimes it's easy to just shy away and not let people know that we are disciples of Christ, that we follow Him and to stand up for what's right, to stand up for what His Word teaches. But we're told here that if we do that, if we confess Christ, if we teach Christ, if we follow Him in this world, that then He will confess us before His Father in heaven. And if we deny Him, He'll deny us. We certainly don't want that to happen. There may be those here tonight who have not taken that step, who have not come forward to confess Christ before men, and then have taken that next step of putting on Christ in baptism. We offer that opportunity to those here who that might apply to. We also, anyone who has fallen short and needs perhaps the prayers of the congregation or help in any way, if we can help you spiritually, would you please come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation.